Local health officials are concerned about a recent spike in the number of infant deaths that happen when babies are placed in beds with adults. In a typical year, we are told that an average of 10 co-sleeping deaths occur locally, and there have been 4 in just this past month. And here to discuss this trend and the dangers of co-sleeping is Dr. Ann Brayer. She is a pediatric emergency medicine specialist at the Golisano Children's Hospital at Strong and also the director of the Rochester chapter of the Injury-Free Coalition for Kids. Dr. Brayer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
There are frequent efforts to educate the public about the dangers of placing infants in bed with adults. Why do you think it is that some either don't hear this message or don't heed the warnings?
Well, I think parents of newborns are frequently sleep-deprived, and it's a convenience factor for some families. And it's a comfort factor for other families. And I think the national data shows that almost half of parents admitted that they had their infant in the bed with them at some point during the previous two-week period. So we know it's common. But the problem is that although rare, tragic deaths have happened due to co-sleeping.
How easy is it for harm to come to an infant if he or she is placed in bed with mom and dad? And what exactly is happening in those cases where we see these tragic deaths?
It's thankfully rare, but it does happen. And there are certain circumstances that make it somewhat more possible to happen, such as a very soft sleeping surface, like a waterbed or a sofa or a recliner chair. Or having a lot of extra blankets and pillows in the bed, having more than one adult in the bed with the infant. If either parent is a smoker, that increases the risk. As to why it happens, in some cases it seems to be a suffocation problem where the parent lies over the infant without waking up and realizing it's happening. And in other cases it seems to be more like the typical SIDS death, where there may not have been an actual suffocation, but it may have been due to something covering the infant's head, causing some overheating, which we think causes some change in the breathing pattern, leading to the infant's death.
Is this usually happening with small infants, or is there an age by which it would ever be safe to place a baby in a bed with adults?
It's probably safe after a year of age. Most of the deaths happen in infants below 3 months of age, but it is not really safe until probably close to a year of age.
And are there any other reasons aside for the obvious wanting to avoid a tragic death, why it's good for a baby to sleep in his or her own bed?
I think that's really the primary one. It's for the infant safety that it's really recommended. There is some data to suggest that the safest way to have an infant sleep is to have them in the same room with the parent, but on their own safe sleep surface, such as a crib with a firm-fitting mattress.
If a parent is in a situation where the infant is in bed with them and they should awake before, thank goodness, something terrible has happened. The infant is still conscious, but perhaps having trouble breathing. What should someone do in that situation?
Call 911.
And try to get help as quickly as possible,
yes,
obviously.
I think so, yeah.
Dr. Ann Brayer, thank you so much for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you.
Dr. Ann Brayer, she is with Golisano Children's Hospital at Strong and director of the Rochester chapter of the Injury-Free Coalition for Kids.